The 87th Indianapolis 500 takes place this weekend. It's an extremely popular event that attracts the largest single-day crowd in American sports. It's also an event that has been slow to incorporate African Americans. It wasn't until 1991 that a black driver, Wally T. Ribbs, actually competed in the race. During its earlier years, blacks were formally barred from even trying to enter at Indy. As a result, African-American lovers of the sport started their own racing car circuit in the 1920s, and one of the most prominent drivers was a man named Charlie Wiggins.
The Negro Speed King, that's what they called him. All those people would come out to the fairgrounds for those big races, and my, Charlie always had something to show them. Those folks were just crazy about him. Any wife would be scared to watch her husband carry on so. And I was scared for Charlie. But he wasn't scared of nothing. Charlie was the best.
Actress Ruby Dee reading the words of Roberta Wiggins, the wife of Charlie Wiggins. The story of Charlie Wiggins and the African-American racing car circuit of the 1920s and 30s is the subject of a new documentary called For Gold and Glory. Todd Gould is the writer and producer, and he joins us now from radio station WFYI in Indianapolis. And welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Good to be here, Neil.
Tell us a little bit about this racing circuit.
The Golden Glory Sweepstakes was the single largest sporting event for African Americans during the time period from 1924 to 1936. It ran in Indianapolis and throughout the Midwestern United States and was widely celebrated during its time, attracted annually between 12 to 15,000 primarily African-American people, to fairgrounds events. These people were barred from venues such as the Indianapolis Motor Speedway because of the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm. Was this roughly analogous to the Negro baseball leagues?
Yes. In fact, the Negro Baseball League had just gotten started a couple of years beforehand, and when the AAA, the American Automobile Association, which was the governing body of auto racing at the time, said, no, you cannot race because of the color of your skin. These gentlemen said, the Negro Leagues are enjoying a great deal of success. Let's do what they're doing and try to do it ourselves.
There's a wonderful quote in the book that accompanies this film. It's from historian Joe Freeman, and he says this, superb mechanical ability was really a great American art form. And this was as much certainly a part of the black community as it was of American society as a whole. And Charlie Wiggins, he writes, proved particularly that his practical skills were enormous. Tell us about Charlie Wiggins and the post-World War I world of auto mechanics that he grew up in.
Certainly. Charlie was a very talented auto mechanic at the time, a talented African-American auto mechanic, but just a talented mechanic. I think his the talent that he had earned him the kind of respect that superseded race at the time. Talented white drivers at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway sought his help, sought his advice, brought their Indianapolis 500 race cars to him, seeking advice on how to make their cars faster. And during the Golden Glory Sweepstakes, during that 12-year run, he was a four-time champion on that circuit, which earned him the title the Negro Speed King.
Now, that circuit failed economically, as so many other things did during the Depression. What about today? We just have about 30 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
There are not a lot of black drivers today.
That is correct. As you mentioned at the very beginning, Willie T. Ribbs competed and was able to qualify in 1991. There was another driver by the name of George Mack who was able to qualify during last year's Indianapolis 500-mile race. There is a talented pool of black drivers that are coming up in today's circuit, but there's a great deal of challenges still facing drivers trying to get a good ride as they seek support from the promoters and from the big money people in the corporate boardrooms of corporate America.
For Golden Glory tells the story of Charlie Wiggins and the African American racing car circuit, encounters with the Ku Klux Klan and with John Dillinger, among other things. It's airing this week on public television stations. Todd Gould, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Neil.
In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.